check, 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 know what it is, baby DJ Will White, she ready to come.
We got y'all hoping now.
Your night come through, Jim. What's up, baby? I see you on the check-in. Let's go. Let your friend know what's up.
Come on.
Come on,
everybody, get on now. Cause you know we got to get it wrong. Mary J is in the spot tonight.
Yes.
Come on, baby, feel alright. Come on, baby, just party with me. Let it loose and set your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor.
What's up, each every Saturday, baby? Yo, Bert, what's up, man? BAM record, I see you to check in. Yo, Bert, what's good?
Who the f*** you really is in my face all the time, spitting
Like I said, I'm taking it easy tonight, man. It's a raining out outside, I'm saying. You at the crib right now, you chilling with your friends. You chilling with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, anybody right now, and I'm saying. One, two, go. Yo, Lloyd, what's up? I see you, Three Kings family. I see you. Take it back to the remixes, now I mean, the early ages. Shout out to my 80s, my 90s babies, now I mean.
I'm about to explode. What it is,
Chris, playing that feel good music right now, you know what I'm saying?
Young Carter, harder than the motherboards. I ain't even frontin', baby. I could take a summer off. I could bring a woman.
Before they had the mumble raps, you know what I'm saying? We had the real hip hop. Real R&B. I'm tuning right now, you know what I'm saying?
Guarantee you get.
If you got your crib right now, you watching me on that Facebook Live, what's up?
Girl, I'm not cash money.
On the IG, what's up? Let's go, baby. DJ Will, YHC, ready to come. Come on. Oh man, when I feel good, you know what I'm saying? Girl, come on. Like I said, man, we out. Come on. Like I said, man, I'm taking it back, you know what I'm saying? Taking it back in the 80s, them tunes, you know what I mean? Them tunes. DJ Will, YHCRadio.com, you know what I mean? We got a special guest in the building coming through soon, you know what I mean? And a one and a two.
You take all the pain away from me. Without you, I could be.
We're doing nice and easy tonight. Nothing too crazy, nice and easy, nothing too crazy. Some nice little hip hop, you know what I mean? Nice little R&B. Jiggle Bella, what's up? I see you in the check-in, baby. Come on. Jiggle Bella, what a name, man. What's up? Yo, Jimmy, we what's up? I see the check in. Yo, Mark, what's up? DJ Clark, what's good, baby?
Decorate your pretty wall. It's a masterpiece. I'm Basquiat when I draw. With one stroke, I create Niagara Falls.
What?
This feels right. I think the levee broke. Feels good, like hearing myself on the radio. Used to get around like Pac on a merry-go. You made me stop. Play a jersey, had a burial. Now I'm your preference. Fresh like two refmen. After Listerine, I mean, it's no question. If I adore you, if you loyal, you spoil you. Then nothing in this world comes before you. I could assure you, we built for tough. They gon' try anything to break this bond of trust. We lean on one another, we can be each other's crutch. Cause when everything is gone, baby, yo, we got it us.
Yo, Jay, what's up, man? I see you in the check. What's good, baby? We out here, man. We out here. What's up? What's up? What's it go? What's it the jacket? What you say, baby? Come on.
Close to sister, hate and miss her. It's a thing that can't resist her. Close in your subjective whisper. So mature, not that kiss her. I'm her preference, what she likes. She's breathing, I'm her
time. Yo, write me your request. Write me what you're saying. Write me what you're saying. You know my ears right now, you know what I mean?
She's like yeah. The way I do this.
So fresh and so clean.
My tone is fierce.
Don't need to see.
Bob like the moon.
No, I'm not mean.
This sex appeal.
I'm live right now on the station, YHCRadio.com.
If that's not you,
then please
be all. This sex appeal, it's not a skill.
This is a gentleman's affair.
If that's not you,
then please be all.
This sex appeal,
it's not a skill. This is a gentleman's affair. If that's not you,
then please be all. There's a dog, black descended, no less, no more. If you have none, then he's ignored. Cause that's all they checking for. Flashing paper, play your stuff. Swag is in, not in your pocket. Trying to buy her, ain't gonna buy
I'm I'm Ye, so you too though. Money felt like sumo, so haters just gon' sumo. What you think gon' happen when they see me in that two though? She gon' be with you, she gon' see me, she ready to go. Cause you halfway fresh in me, I'm fresh head to toe. So let's go, let's get it, let's get it. Hey, I know you need something different, tryna get away. I use that as a segue. It's to the spot where they only speak reggae. Like no one can do it this long. She said, Akon, who you trying to be? Akon, sorry the drink had me wildin' a little bit. But my link had me stylin' a little bit. I think I'm gonna hit the island in a bit. But what I said had you smiling, didn't it? She laughed at this, but after this, you know I gotta take that off. Young Halle told me,
man, if I take this seat. Girl, I'm biting, yeah. You got a nigga, don't lie, ain't got the front for me. I'll give you these digits that you can call.
Take it nice and easy tonight, nice and easy, nice and easy, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a rainy Saturday night.
All this ice you see.
Remember to have some R&B, you know what I'm saying? What else? What else?
Pull on my
girl, you gotta be the one, girl, you gotta be the one, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I don't mind. Call if you want it, close or close, whatever you count for, I'm trying. It won't hurt him if you don't know, that's how it has to be. I understand you got a nigga that lives at home, but I wanna be that cat that makes you moan. See all you down to, swinging up with me. Oh, you can see, blinded by all the light you see.
We do it. One for the money. Oh, two for the show. We
Like I said, we'll take it easy tonight. Nice R&B, you know what I mean?
Too smooth to stutter. This nigga load a brother like two scoops of butter. Before I leave the crib, I tell my mother I love her. Grab the burner, but she ain't concerned cause he's a earner. My bitch lays it out real nice for me to burn her. Fight, wake up and fuck like Ike and Tina Turner. The crib is to ride with a select. Sitting girls over there, don't got a problem giving head. Paranoia is on you, that's why your mama's in your bed. Fuck a bitch and chill her and bought the mama for your head. When the block I'm from, niggas be damn near 40 and still tucking. The niggas baby mama's pregnant. Still fucking this either cause they boyfriends are scrub like Brillo. Cause Vic is cooling on the other side of the pillow. The chronic is
blue. And some of that are a lot of nice and tunes, know what I mean?
Now they gotta go back home, I'm so fly.
Taking it back to memory lane, know what I mean? Taking it back to memory lane.
I'm so high, I'm on point. And I can tell that you're feeling by the look in your eyes. When I ride by, I don't care. Not this year, nigga, I'm so fly. Got money,
if I alarm ya, I don't mean to bother you, I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk off. Maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you.
Nice and easy, you know what I'm saying? Nice and easy tune.
I don't mean to come.
I'm not going too crazy tonight, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's a rainy Saturday night, which means you home right now. You chilling before you go, all right?
Hard, I can borrow some time. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and lay a raise digits. Either your face or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment, yeah. I'm talking about a true friendship, yeah. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, it'll be tight. I'm off disrespectful, all my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible, be more flexible, cause the context of the text is sexual, but wait, let me explain it, a buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement, a buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining with, his or her buddy ain't a buddy to change with sometimes, and maybe I can call you up, and maybe I can take you out. Let's exchange digits and later arrange digits, either your way.
Yeah! Nothing too crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's a rainy Saturday night, you know what I mean? We're doing nice and easy, nice and easy. Ready? One. Go. Yo, Jack, what's good, baby? I see you. Yo, Jack, what's good? Taking it like this. Come on, let's go.
Thank you. a nigga looking in my eyes. And I said, baby, what's good? Reach for the handshake, got a hug. Body for the face, got me with a little thug. Up in VIP with all of my thugs, nigga. He leaned over and said, you want me? Girl, when the violets on the fins up, off to the crib, try to where we gon' end up. Girl, sit back, relax, hold up. Let me turn the radio on. Get you to the crib, get you to the crib, get you to the crib, get you to the crib. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think. When I pull back the machine, and you climb on top of me. Girl, you gon' think. Girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think, girl, you gon' think. Know about y'all, but I know about us, and it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us, and it's the only way we know how to rock. Do you remember, girl, I was the one who gave you your first kiss? Cause I remember, yeah! Girl. Your name, girl, I was there, and you were my baby.
Like I said, man, each and every Saturday, 7 to 9, DJ Will, YAC Radio, you know what I mean? I usually go in with a lot of trap song, with a lot of, you know what I'm saying, mumbo jumbo. But tonight, man, it's Saturday night, it's nasty outside. I'm like, you know what, I know some of you guys are at home chilling right now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, let me play some throwback R&B tune, you know what I'm saying? Just don't get pregnant, man, you know what I mean? If you do, holla at DJ Will for the baby shower, you know what I'm saying? You see that one back then? Oh, that was music. This was, let's go.
Brown nigga, chromed out, six to shit. Bubble in, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dope, Fox Brown.
Yo, Foxy, where you at, man? We need you back. I see Lil Kim made a comeback, you know what I'm saying? She's still here. She ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying?
Like Benny Hanna Stick, the boogie like a fresh
I need a lot of all of those old, not old, but the first, how should I say, the first female rappers, the first one, the first pioneers, the first trailblazers to come back, man. Show these young girls how to do it, man. No disrespect, but Foxy, Kim, Remy, Lady of Rage. There's a few, man, I'm missing. I'm throwing off my head right now, you know what I mean? Can't forget Roxanne Shanté, man. I got the pleasure of DJ for her, man. Great, like, nice lady, you know what I mean? You hear these bars, man, bars.
Like Spud McKenzie, I'm Leona Hemsley. Taxes is getting heavy. It's the center for the presidential. Certified testicles. It's sprayed for the decibels. The king and I, all you need in this world. I'm a bad girl, the high-pitched creature. Yo, you Cupid, number one girl, I'ma do you first. Turn around, stick it out, put it in reverse. Hey, put it in reverse. Hey, put it in reverse. Hey, put it in reverse. Two fits, four fits, six fits, a dollar. All of my ladies don't walk like a model. Now take your right hand, left hand, put it on your hip. Bring it on down, girl, let me dig it in.
Like I said, I'm playing something nice, man. Yeah, yeah, check, check, 1, 2. Like I said, man, each and every Saturday we're right here, DJ Will, YACRadio.com. Shout out to everybody on tune in right now, IG, Instagram, Facebook. If you're on iTunes, podcast, iHeartRadio, and all of that, man, make sure you check us out. Google Play, App Store. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you download the app, YAC Radio keyword. You know what I'm saying? Definitely out here. We got a special guest in the building. Before, you know, I let them introduce themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? What's up, guys?
What up, y'all? Thanks for having us, man.
My, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? When you guys are like, yo, what's up? I'm like, yo, check you guys out. And definitely, you guys doing major things. You know what I'm saying? So, first of all, man, introduce the people each by who you guys are and what you guys represent and all that.
Okay, hello, everybody. My name is Tracy Michelle, and I represent Rap Star, the series, coming soon December 19th, 7:30, online everywhere. My character is Michelle Gabriel.
Oh, Michelle Gabriel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Peace, world. I go by the name of King V. Same thing, same situation. I'm representing Rap Star, the series. It's coming out December 19th. Keep your eyes peeled, man. Support it. It's definitely something that's dope. And my character on the show is Bars.
What up, y'all? This is Darvell Pierce Jr., also known as Detective Wilcox. I represent Rap Stars as well. Definitely check us out on December 18th. Check us out, see what we're about. I guarantee you won't be let down.
So, the concept, I'm guessing that you played a DT.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the detective, basically. I'm part of NYPD Hip Hop Task Force, and basically I'm trying to clean up the whole rap industry, clean up the streets, and I got like a personal vendetta against crookedness with the hip hop community.
Oh, okay. So it's like what they say, one of the rappers used to say that I believe when Didi got busted, they had hip hop cops.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah, so indeed. You guys transcended the whole story and you bring it out, and I guess you're telling the people this is what really occurred and how it happened, or you guys bring your own stories.
Exactly, exactly. What it is Rap Star, the series, is actually showing you the inner workings of the industry from all aspects. So it's showing you from the artist perspective, from the management perspective, from the wife that's at home waiting for you to come home perspective, and like Detective Wilcox is the police side of things too. So, you know, it gives you all the information you need from every aspect of hip-hop and the industry.
And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, at the same time, as you were saying, I have a girlfriend named Tracy. She's an A&R for one of the biggest record labels, and of course, I'm the cop.
Right.
And of course, she's part of the label, and she's, I know she's doing some things, to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I don't, I'm not too I don't agree with it, but yeah. I go with the flow of it, let it be what it be,
So you guys like a Fast and Furious? Yeah, I mean, you playing it, smell something.
I smell something.
Yeah,
I kind of make her life like a living hell in a way in the beginning, but at the same time, we got love for each other, so she just kind of hears me out. And why I have so much negative against the hip hop community,
right.
So
before you guys get into character, how do you guys I know a lot of things been happening with the police force, whatever cases. How you get into character where you like let me put everything aside, let me focus on that. I know a lot of my fans probably gonna be like, even your homeboy be like, he playing a cop, man, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
I get that all the time.
Is that how you stay focused?
I get it all the time. But, it's just basically I just put myself in. I don't know what it is to be a cop. I just kind of see what they do.
Right.
And I just kind of put myself into that zone and basically, kind of be a snob, a stand-up, but at the same time be fair and trying to get my point across of, making sure there's no crime going through, hip-hop, through the hip-hop community.
All right, facts. I'm the love. You love a young lady right here,
Yeah.
So your character, who do you play?
Okay, my character's name is Michelle Gabriel, and I'm a mogul. I'm an entertainment mogul.
Right.
So I own, like, a franchise of reality TV shows.
Okay.
So my character is kind of intertwined with everybody at one point or another, because what I'm trying to do is, they're coming to me because they want to either rebuild their careers by being on a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think their reality TV show is going to be called Rappers and Romance. It's Rappers and Romance. And that's one of the major shows that one, the artists like to be on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So my character is kind of a...
She's a plug.
Yeah.
Okay. She's the inside track.
I'm the inside track. So, you know, I kind of have connections with everybody.
Right.
Including the hip-hop police.
Of course you do. You know, I got 60-101.
Yeah. So, you know, I must... Getting into the character has been a lot of fun, but we have a lot of great writers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Shout out to all the writers.
Yes.
Kate, the whole staff.
The whole staff. So just the way they write the script,
right,
you really can feel what they want you to portray.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of feel the character. So it's a lot easier to get into. You don't have to really think too hard. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, okay. When you read the script, you're like, all right, I think I can do this.
So do you guys, aside... being the actor, are you guys involved in the hip-hop industry as a lifestyle, or you guys just like actors, let me just play the character? Do you guys involve in the whole real hip-hop scene?
Well, yeah, I am. I mean, I've been doing music for quite some time, both as far as freestyle and battling. I was a five-time champ on 106 and Park Freestyle Friday.
Okay.
As far as music is concerned, you know,
yeah,
I took a break from it because I was focusing on fashion. I've been doing a clothing line and mm-hmm. still popping. It's called Fly Solo Unique Apparel. You can check for that. But as far as the music is concerned, it's one of those things where just like as we're playing the characters,
right,
we still have that, you know, that passion that we have for doing it on the outside of the camera. So it kind of spills over into it. So
right,
there's a lot of stuff that we actually go through day to day on the music side of things that transcends over to the visual side of it. Once you guys see it, you'll be like, okay. And it's one of those things where once you see it, you'll realize that it's not somebody playing an artist. It's actually an artist actually
right,
being themselves. So it throws a nice spin on it. My character is Bars.
Yep. And,
basically that's what it's about. It's like my lyrical content is direct. It's something that once you hear it, you're like, okay, this guy's a machine. It's not even a joke with him. And you know, in the show, my character is somebody that's been in the game for a while,
has had
longevity, and has continued to put out hits constantly, back to back to back. And along with my partner and my manager Tone, basically, I ain't gonna let too much of it go because you need to watch it on the 19th. But on December 19th, that is. But definitely, I guarantee you, anybody that's a fan of music or the industry is going to find something in this show, in the series, that they're going to be able to relate to and they're gonna love. So definitely on December 19th, check us out.
So how many parts you guys plan to come out with? I see.
God bless you.
Yeah.
So far, how many you guys worked on?
As far as episodes?
Yes,
or
episodes.
We've been doing trailers, if anything. We've been trying to like get a feel, see, you know, what the crowd says, what the fans say, what the critics say. And, you know, we got a good ear right now. You know, everybody's kind of pushing us from the hood, from Brentwood, you know.
All the way to Brooklyn, you got Manhattan. Shout out to everybody in NYC. Shout out to everybody
down south
in the United States, because we're getting love all over.
So where do you guys... shoot the scenes mainly? Is it a five boroughs, or like you said, you guys take it in Jersey and?
It's been all over. I mean, I shot scenes in Manhattan. I shot scenes out here on Long Island.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, I think with Brooklyn, I mean, all over the place. Actually.
There's been some scenes shot in Jersey too,
Jersey
at the concert.
Too,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
we was at an art gallery. One of the scenes where basically a robbery went down.
Okay.
We're coming out. We have a whole season under
our belt now.
So season, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
December 19th, this is when the premiere, this is the season starts.
Okay,
so,
okay.
We got a season under our belt. We're just putting it out there and let's see who bites.
So you said that the trailers that you guys are dropping out through social media, right? So you guys getting the receptive of it is very good. That's
definitely,
guys,
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
A lot of good feedback.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's interested because, like I said, when people see like the individual characters,
mm-hmm.
somebody out there is going to see themselves in each individual character. And they're like, okay, you know what? I want to see it to see what that person is like. Or I want to see what this person is like on film. So it's definitely going to be dope. December 19th.
So on average, right, you guys probably going to have family members that are like, hey, listen, man, can I have a part? You know, can I have a part? So on average, how many people come walk up to you guys and like, yo, can I be in it? Can I be in? Do you guys give people a tryout? Or
I mean,
how the casting goes?
Right now, we just focusing on what we got right now. I mean, I know we got plenty of other people that we would love to bring upon. I mean, I hope nobody listens to this. But like I said, I wouldn't waste my time to tell anybody, that they could be part of something unless we are already solid. And once we're solid, then that's when other doors will be able to open for others.
Yeah, I mean, I've honestly had a lot of people, like, because I've posted it on LinkedIn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And today I was reading my LinkedIn, and this guy was like, oh, nice, I want to be a part of this. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean,
like, no new friends.
Like, a new not friend yet. All of a sudden. I've gotten a few people who have asked me, how can I be a part of it or this? And I'm like, well, we're grassroots. We're starting out at the beginning right now. So as far as, we all had to be, like, cast, We
right,
to,
right.
Get our role. So you can't just, your right. friends just can't come and say, I want to do this. I don't
exactly.
think they see the concept yet.
And
I think they see it as sort of like a reality show and not like acting. Like everybody's just kind of jumping in. But, the cast, which is, we have a great cast. A shout out to Craze, great producer.
Craze.
We have kind of developed, like a family unit,
right.
And stuff
yeah.
like that. So I guess as the series moves along, which
mm-hmm.
it will, there will be, a place for, more characters or whatever. But right now, we're not in a position to be like, oh, yeah, just come on down. Let's
yeah.
do this. You know what I mean?
Whenever,
I think people don't quite get it yet.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But they'll get it.
Whenever I get someone that comes and asks me that, I always tell them that anything is possible.
Yeah.
In the future, if a door
right.
opens, be ready to walk through it.
Exactly.
Right,
you can
really that's all you could say. Like, you can't promise
yeah.
anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
So how many cast members do you guys have? Characters and cast that you guys have on an average?
If I'm not mistaken, like, total right now, I think it's like 38 of us.
Okay.
And out of the 38, I would say all 37 of them are all artists,
mm-hmm.
except for me and my partner, Stan Adams.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. He's my partner who's going to be helping me, crack down on, the hip hop and harassing and doing all that other good
right.
stuff that happened.
So on a daily day, how, what are your days like being a hip hop cop that harass the rappers? Walk us down.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to give too much away, just walk us down.
Believe it or not, my technique, I just try to keep away from, even though I know he's family,
yeah.
but like when we're on set, I try to keep away.
Yeah.
So I can stay in that zone, like, on that, that straightforward cop head role, that they do. But, it works all out. It's my technique, how it works for me,
Yeah.
But everybody comes there with good energy. Everybody's helping each other out. And when people don't get it or somebody's getting discouraged, somebody steps in. And like I said, we are family, and nothing could really stop us. We're just waiting for the blessing.
So 38, that's 38 characters that you guys deal with on a set. Right, so how you guys get along with each other? Me, I have a co-host sometimes. Get along 38, man.
I would say if everybody leaves an entourage at home,
yeah,
and everybody just comes there, the craft comes there, do our job,
yeah.
and then celebrate later, I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
But we don't interact all at the same time.
This is true.
I haven't been in a scene with you. I haven't been in a scene with you.
Oh, really?
So it's
oh,
like
yeah.
when you have, different scenes, you don't necessarily, see
right.
the other cast members.
Yeah,
so,
right. yeah,
so I can't honestly say, I've been on set.
Right.
So, we all get along really well.
Mm-hmm.
We just have a good time and fool around and act up.
Okay.
Pretty
and
then
much.
Craze yells at us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Be quiet. I'm trying to shoot, So, like I said, we have, we have a lot of good energy. But, since it is a series and stuff like that, we're not all in the same scenes at the same time.
Right.
So, like, some weekends or whatever, somebody is shooting here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, then
next weekend,
I can have
yeah.
a schedule where I'm shooting there. So, but... honestly, we've all had a chance to kind of meet each other kind of like unofficially,
mm-hmm.
Here and there. But so far it's been great. I don't see any drama between anybody.
Nah, not
it's
at
nothing
all.
Like that.
It's
okay.
all camaraderie.
The drama is going to be in the show. That's
yes.
where you're going to see it, where you're going to think we don't, get along.
Exactly. How many female cast do you guys have in this?
Oh, let me see. One...
Once you go five, it's like, okay.
Oh, it's more than five.
Oh, it's more than five.
Way more than five. Yeah.
So who's the diva?
Who's the diva?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a couple of them.
See, I'm a mogul, so I'm
yeah.
a different person.
On the show, you're the biggest diva. Like, on because the mogul, you're the mogul. Nobody talks to you.
You know what
mean?
The funny thing about it is? I think the biggest diva, I think she just arrived and she's about
she
to come
might
in.
Be
okay.
coming in right now.
In real life? Because I don't have no womb temperature.
In real life.
She's here.
Oh, yeah, she's here. Because I was going to say, I don't have no room temperature water.
Really?
I got it right here.
You know, Mariah Carey, you know, she was like, hey, it's my word. I'm like, what? This is why mind boggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know the room temperature water? That bugs me a lot when I hear things like that. My water has to be room temperature. Like, what do you mean room temperature? I'm saying, I don't get it. It is what it is, man.
I guess we're going to have to find the diva and ask her.
Oh, there she walking in like, yo, you know that? You're definitely right. She walked in.
You got that room temperature water?
So, with who came up out of all the name or all the plot characters that you guys see right now? Who come up with the rap star, the whole theme? Like, this is what we're gonna focus on. This is what we're gonna do. Cause there's a lot of stories out there, right? From Money and Violence, from all of that. You know, why did you guys choose to create a theme about rap star where you play the cops, and how do you guys come about that?
We have to thank Craze for that. He's one of the founders of that. There's a bunch of brains to this. But the whole situation with the hip hop police,
mm-hmm.
we kind of exposed in a situation where nobody really talks about the hip hop police.
Anymore, yeah.
It's like the Gestapo police,
right?
You know, like, never be spoken about.
Yeah.
But like
okay.
I said, that's what's making us different. I believe it's gonna do good well, and that's what makes us different from the rest of the show.
Yeah, definitely. It's genuine. It's original, and the diva walked in like we were saying. So introduce yourself. Let the people know your character and your name, your character, what you represent on the show.
How you doing, everybody? My name is Monet Moore, and I play, my character is Sky.
Sky.
Sky is the better half to Millie Bucks, who is the main character. She's his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
his rock.
You, right?
Right. And she also is a stylist. She's a celebrity stylist.
Okay.
And, she's trying to be there for Millie Bugs. She's always been kind of in the shadow, and now she's trying to kind of break out and do her own thing.
Okay.
That's
very interesting. Yeah. I can't wait. I mean, like, it's very interesting. You know what I'm saying? I want to see, how this story unfolds. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear the truth. Because sometimes when they write about things, funny thing, I was talking to one of my friends earlier, and I was like, did you know this country was built off original stories? Every movie is the truth. Every movie that they put out is speak of the truth.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, from Geostorm that just came out where they control the weather, to real life story of everybody. This story was built on
documentary.
There's a movie in Geostorms where it's like,
it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Men control weather, mm-hmm. where they push a button and it's snow out of nowhere. So it is true. They have things something like that. So everything is it's about based on reality nowadays.
Yeah.
So how do you guys feel about those comedians, Instagram comedians, like short skits?
I like Darnell.
who you say? Is it the guy with the do-rag? Silky do-rag?
He's the one that can't do anything right.
Oh, yeah. No, Darnell.
What are you doing, Darnell?
No, Darnell.
What are you doing, Darnell? I'm sorry, Darnell.
I think it gives them an opportunity to put their stuff out there. So, I mean, I love them. I watch those kids because they are really funny.
I like Queen Slip.
Hey, he's a fool.
And when you start losing, don't touch me. They cheated. So so have you ever guys think about doing things like that, or is just straight acting from because a lot of opportunity will open for you guys.
I think we should do some skits.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we could. We got enough characters, and
all of the
characters on the show have characters. So.
Yeah. Okay, so you remind the people, when is that the official date of the series coming out?
December 19th,
folks. You know what I'm saying? Definitely
on every platform.
Everywhere. So let them know where, actually, because, you know, sometimes I post a flyer because I'm a DJ. I'm like, yo, I'm going to be at Milk River, right? This Saturday, I'll be at Milk River. People hit me up on Saturday. Yo, Will, where are you going to be at? I was like, I clicked. I hung up, so they text me.
Okay.
Why you hung up? I'm like, didn't you just like the flyer pictures 2 seconds ago?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you asking me where I'm going to be at when you already know? So people will see the picture and act retarded. They know. They just act retarded. They want to beat your brain. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
let them know.
People like pictures. They don't like to read.
They don't. Right.
It's
hey,
like
blame Nicki Minaj.
At the picture, yeah.
Blame Nicki, man. You know what I mean?
It's all her fault.
So let them know in which platform and where you could catch the whole series.
You can catch it on industrymuscle.com.
Okay.
Again, that's industrymuscle.com. And YouTube and all the platforms.
There'll be links to it on every
there'll be a lot of links,
possible platform that'll guide you to where you need to go to watch Rap Star.
Online, so. Everywhere.
Okay, there you go. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back with the cast of Rap Star. You know, we have 4 out of 38, so we have 34. So you know, they represent for the 34 that are not here. I mean, this room is too small anyway. Like, imagine 34 people here. You know what I'm saying? But we do have like 20 people usually come here.
Wow.
Like old entourage, you know what I'm saying? One time, you know, Safari came here, I was like, oh, wait a minute, like, what's going on here? Like, outside, you know, I'm DJing, I can't even get in. But yeah, dudes is not doing nothing, they already in here. I'm like, yo, wait, I'm Will, man, come on, son. Like, you know what I'm saying? So definitely we'll be right back. You know, let the people know more about the show and everything, the plots and everything that's going down, right? So, cast of Rap Stars, right? The cast of Rap Stars are right here. There you go. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back with some musical break. All right? Saturday night, right? I usually go crazy, but tonight's raining and all of that. We got a stuff Rap Stars in here, you know what I'm saying? We're coming right back. Alright?
I'm putting rappers in seizures. Burrow pack, I shot the city like an almanac.
Nice and easy tonight, man. Trying to take myself back.
We act like it's only reflects the battleground.
If you want to speak to the stars, I'm saying, call us up. 877-760-1422.
I'll be on the paper tape.
877-760-1422. That's the hotline. I'm in. That song right here. Baby hair Chester, young boys, you know what I'm saying? I don't like guys with six packs, man. I don't know. Ladies, remember that song? Come on.
One, and I could get, and then that day you walked inside, and no longer could I hide my love. I had to take you there. Sailing on a cruise at night.
Alright, we're back. We're definitely with the cast of Rap Star. Definitely building, you know what I'm saying? For those that probably just locked on right now, you know what I'm saying? Didn't quite hear the introduction. I want you guys to introduce yourself one more time to the people, let them know who we have sitting here at YAC Radio right now. Go with the nice hat.
You have Monet Amore, and I play Sky.
That's Sky, okay.
Darvell Pierce Jr. playing Detective Wilcox, Hip Hop Police.
Detective Wilcox, there you go.
Tracy Michelle, and I play Michelle Gabrielle on Rap Star the Series. I'm trying to hide that.
She's the mogul.
I go by the name of King V, and I play Bars on Rap Star the Series.
There you have it, man. You know, definitely Rap Star the Series. You know, when I looked at the trailer, I was intrigued. I was like, you know, that's back in the... decades ago, they spoke about the situation, but no one actually took the course to introduce, you know, the new generation. I feel like with this that's coming out, a lot of kids that want to be rappers now should pay close attention to this, because this was real. It was a real agenda that the state of NYPD, the police force, the state of New York, actually had a task force regarding the industry that was, you know, blooming with a bunch of millionaires that didn't know what to do with their money. So basically they hired, you know, a couple of hungry detectives to take them down, which they did. They took Shine down. That was the first victim. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys, you know, take that and you create Rap Star, which is mainly focus not on that story, but
right
to another level, another extent, right?
Right, every aspect of the industry. So, you get that side where it's the police, you get the rapper, you get the moguls, you get the people that are up and coming and wanting to be in the industry, you get the people that have been there for years, and just, you know, it's like I said, it covers all angles of it, and I guarantee everybody's going to love it. December 19th, tune in.
Bars definitely out bars, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. I can say he's three times, right?
Five times.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Hey, yo, Will, watch out. You know what I mean?
Who's keeping count?
Five, yeah. Yo, but five times, man.
Yeah.
One of six in Park was really hard.
Yeah.
And to win at least twice, let alone five times.
Yeah.
So you joined, I think you joined the Hall of Fame, right?
Nah, because after when I was doing it, it was in the era when it was Big Tigger, Jalissa.
Okay.
And during that time, they didn't have it really set up that way. It was more so set up, if you win, you stay. If you lose, you go.
Oh,
and
no,
it wasn't
yeah.
like the free giveaways where they were giving away yeah. like sidekicks and stuff
yo.
When you won. So I kind of caught it before that. But I have to say, like, it was definitely something that I really enjoyed, because it's, like, fun when you're going up there. To me, it was fun, but everybody else was like, yo, are you nervous? It's like, once you're in your atmosphere
right.
and you're in where you want to be, it's like the comfort zone is on 10. So.
I know this is out of the zone, but would you do Smack, you know, the concert, the things what do you call it, lyric freestyle?
As far as, like, the Smack battles you're talking about? No.
Okay.
No.
You're way beyond that.
I
God damn
it,
you're in a serious goddamn
it,
man.
You
made it, man.
I wouldn't say that I'm beyond that, because I watch it. You know, I'm a fan of that, because it's totally different. Like, the way that the wording is put in, the way that
mm-hmm.
the schemes are set up, it's totally different. When I was doing it, it's like, you come with your best bars against somebody else's best bars.
Right.
It wasn't set up. It wasn't like...
You think it is, right? It stays.
No, I don't think it stays. I just... Not
meaning like you said.
What I believe is this. Back then, it was... Your man would take you somewhere where they heard somebody was hot, and you battle them right there on the spot. The way Smack is set up, shout out to Smack, Beasley, and Norbs, and everybody out there.
Mr. Beard,
indeed. the way that's set up is like you have months to prepare for the person that you're battling. So you know them. You know who you're battling. It was different back in the days. It was like people would...
You don't know who.
If you were from Brooklyn and you heard that somebody was dope in Manhattan, somebody that knew you would just bring you there, and then all of a sudden right on the spot, you battling that person. You don't know what they got. So you got to just shoot your shot and then see what goes. But it's, you know... Not whatsoever.
So what you guys... what you was doing before Rapstar, before the producer approached you, like, hey, you know, we see the talent in you. So what you was doing... Previous to that, leading to this.
I'm actually a recording artist.
Okay.
And my single will be dropping December 19th as well.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. So 2-for-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Autograph. You know what I mean?
I've been doing that, and I went to an audition for Rapstar.
Okay. And you didn't have no audition?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. There you go. So Ms. Mogul. So hi.
Ms. Mogul.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a character. So what you was doing before you got approached to work in this project?
Okay, I actually have a radio show called Open Bar.
Okay.
And it's a podcast, and I actually was doing that, and how it was introduced to me, one of the writers, Denise. Shout out to Denise Wells. I had interviewed her a couple of years back, and I had actually read for one of the characters in her book that she wrote.
Oh, okay, nice.
So I have the radio show that I do, so I was doing that for the most part. And then when this came up, Denise called me, and I actually had worked with Craze, too, on filming her thing. So she called me and asked me to read for the role.
Oh.
And it was actually one role, and then I ended up falling into this role.
Oh, nice, so, nice. You guys are vets. I like to call people by the characters. I like to call people by characters. So I say Mogul, you know. So what you was doing before Craze approached you and?
I was modeling.
See, that's the problem we told, man. You know what I'm saying?
My bad. Yeah, I was modeling for like 7-8 years. I did an editorial, did runway, did commercial. I did all right. I mean, I don't have much to show for it when it comes to mansions, but so forth as experience and things like that, I got well over 10 years in.
Okay,
and,
wow.
And
wow.
I think just kind of fell into my, you know, to my pot because I was doing runway.
Okay. Oh, we got a caller.
We got a call in.
Stick on speakers.
Press
the
speaker.
Oh, yeah, just press the speaker. Yak Radio caller, you live.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I love what you guys do. My girl, we go back in the day, you know, kids made moves. But I hear you guys talking about freestyle and all that, you know. And I don't know if the freestyle is still the same, because the freestyle is not as written now.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
You're definitely right.
Point.
What's your name? Where are you calling from before you get up out of here, man?
Hi, Quentin. What's up?
See his family already.
Hey, what do I got to do to put a track on there with y'all?
Yo, listen, man. Get it on IG. Shoot us a, you know, DM. Then we're good. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. See, Cole's not here. It's kind of like crazy. Thank you. Finish what you were saying. You say you was at 10 years deep.
Yeah, 10 years deep. I did Vampire Diaries, Orange New Black.
Oh, okay. That's my favorite show, man.
A lot of good blessings came under my, you know, my belt.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted something to be substantial. I wanted to stand, you know, I wanted to be signature.
Okay.
And that's why we play Rap Star.
Okay. There you have it. So all of you guys are like vets, seasoned vets. You guys now, you have a recording artist, you know what I'm saying, dropping the same date as Rapstar coming out. And we have, you know, Bars, you know, definitely, you know, he got Bars, Fire Time, Champ, that's an honor to have a five-time champ in the building. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and we have a radio host. You know what I'm saying? Definitely in the building. 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how am I doing? I don't know.
You're doing great.
Good.
I've been doing this for 5 years. So.
Okay, you're good.
So you know what I'm saying? My co-host not here. You know, she have a shout out to Chrissy D. You know, she Uncle 50th birthday. It's a blessing to see.
Oh,
it's a blessing to see 50 years, man.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, what is the advice that you give to young talents that are doing the acting thing and they want to pursue it? Because this is hard. Definitely hard to get into character every day. You know what I'm saying? Me, I get moody. Like, I could be fine here, and the next day I'm mad. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You my co-host for the night.
Oh,
yeah, just first speaker. Yeah.
Okay. You're on the air.
YEC Radio.
Yo, what's going on, family?
You tell us who you are and where are you calling from.
My name is David, man. I'm calling the rap shop. I'm behind the scenes with them. Shout out to my...
Hey.
Dave. What up, Dave?
What's up, Dave?
Little.
You got some heavy hitters right here, right now.
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They call you, it went to voicemail. That's why you're not here. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
But, you know, that's you're part of the cast member, right?
No, I'm not a cast member, man. I'm actually, I just support some guys, man. Whatever they need, whatever I can do for them, just, you know, I'm kind of like the backup
still love.
For them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still love. Still love. You call in and you're still part of it, man. When this thing go worth billion, you still get a check, bro. I mean?
Right.
Hey, I want to thank DJ Will for having us over at the station, man.
It's nothing, man. It's all love, man. Like, one thing with us, man, we black owned, so we have to support, not to say black only, but we here to support the community. So, you know what I'm saying? So, Money and Violence was the first, this station was the first station that came through for an interview. You know what I'm saying? Before they become big, now they can't even answer their phone call. Ace General. But, you know, like I said, it's a pleasure having you guys, man. Can't wait.
Thank
you. Know, you know, thank you for the call, man.
Well, God bless you.
Peace, brother.
Peace, Dave.
All right, shout out to Dave, man. Dave fell asleep, so.
Okay.
Yeah. We didn't. So, yeah, like I was saying, what would you tell young kids that's growing up right now from the hood? You know what I mean? Usually we the one that they sleep on, but we the one with the most talent. You know what I'm saying? So what would you tell those kids that watching, as they watching the series, as they watching the first episode, and they fall in love with it, what would you tell them how to pursue their dream and to become, to make that, why the dream have to be reality?
I would tell them simply, like, you know, There's pros and there's cons in life, and
right.
Especially when you pick a choice of career. But when it comes to so forth, is, you know, I would tell them, don't repeat the same action, expect different results.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That's, you can learn off the good or the bad. Hey, just be yourself. Don't repeat the same action.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
I would tell them to definitely hone their craft, because there's a lot of people that, you know, say they want to do something but they half-ass it. So. If you're going to do it, go 100%. If you're not going to do it, watch everybody else do it and support them. That's it.
All right. That's the best thing you can say, man. So
I would definitely say to stay persistent.
Right.
Stay consistent. And don't let anybody ever tell you that you can't do it. You know what I mean? If you have it in your mind and you're willing to put in the work, because it's definitely work, you have to put in the work. So just keep going. You're going to get, like they said, the good and the bad.
Right, right.
And whatever. But, I mean, that's what builds your character. You know what I mean? And you take all of that and you create who you are through that. Every little thing that you get, negative and positive, mm-hmm. is going to build that character for you to move on. So you take all that and you process it and you build into who you want to be. But never stop. Just keep going. Don't ever think it's too late.
Wow, definitely.
And never try to be the next somebody. Always try to be the first you.
Definitely, man. Don't try to be the next bar, man. It's already a bar. That's what he's trying to say.
Put your God first. That'd be the first start of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably tell him to keep a job.
Oh, yeah. That's really important.
Keep your 9-to-5.
Burger King, McDonald's. Do it.
Right.
Do that. Fund your dreams.
Amen.
Because faith without works is
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, funny thing, like you said, keep your job. One day I was trying to rap, right? Went on stage, thought it was easy, right? Called my name. I go by the name Willie Esco back then, right? So, hey, yeah, I'm on the stage. I'm spinning. Nobody's like, what? I kid you not, they threw quarters at me. That was the end of it.
What?
Yeah, my rap career was ended on the spot. It only lasted 1 second. So I'm like, you know what? I stick to DJ, man.
Sometimes you got to pick up the change and keep it pushing.
I did. It was 75 cents. You know what I'm saying? But it got me stock of pizza back then. You know what I mean? It worth it. Yo,
that's a classic story.
I took the 75 cents. I went to that pizza shop on Hillside.
That's right.
You know, I cut myself a slice. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, and I was going to be A&R then. Family things happen, life happens. I'm like, you know what? Let me just stick to this. Keep mine, cause I work with juvies. Mm-hmm. I work for ACS Juvenile. I'm like, you know, let me keep it light over there, man. This is not for me right there. So, I mean, sometimes let's be real. Sometimes it's not for you.
Yeah.
I learned it the hard way. I learned it 75 cents the hard way. So, you know what I mean? It's all good. So let them know one more time, man, where they could when it's yeah, so hey, I'm doing good. You know what I mean? It's all good. Like last weekend, I played for McKenzie, the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings player. So hey, I'm doing
nice.
You know? So it's all good. Shout out to McKenzie, man, and his twin brother. That was his birthday. Shout out to you, Minnesota Vikings. Definitely. Let him know where they catch it one more time. Where you can find you guys at? Social media. I know you guys beside the rap star. You guys have other endeavors, other things you're working on, so let the people know where they can find you and so forth on. Who wanna go first?
You can find Rap Star the series coming out December 19th. We're gonna be on industrymuscle.com and it's gonna be exciting.
Definitely
exciting show. I can't wait for you guys to tune in. You can just reach me on my social media. Instagram is what I'm on mostly. And that's Monet Amore. On all my social media, actually. Twitter, Facebook, everything is Monet Amore. That's spelled MONIAAMORE.
Okay.
You can also find Detective Wilcox. You can find Detective Wilcox on IG at Dogstill, DAHSTILLZ. Or you can find me on Facebook at Darvell H. Pierce Jr. I'm SAG certified. Please hit me up. Definitely need that.
So one thing with any man that has steals on their name, you know they have six packs. So ladies, definitely follow him, man. He got some six packs. I mean, anyone that has steals, you know what? I come to the conclusion every man that has steals on their name, usually they mean all the steals. So you know what I mean? So you can plank.
The only way to find out is for them to
plank. Hey,
hey, shout out to Craig.
Yeah, all right. So your album coming out too? EP or album? I don't want
a single.
Okay.
Insecure.
There you go. The same day as Rap Star coming out.
Yes.
So double, you know.
Yes.
You good?
Two for one,
man. You got
to see his abs. And
he was a personal trainer, I could tell, right? So there you go. Where they can find you at?
Oh, okay, Tracy Michelle. You can find me on Instagram and most things under The Street Diva, all one word. Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, what is it? Twitter and all that. You can tell I don't use those that much because I can't think of them that much, but. That's how you can reach me on, or you find Tracy Michelle.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
All right, King V, you can find me on Instagram at THE_SO, the number one, IST. On Twitter, you can find me at VTHEBOSS.
And there you
go. December 19th.
All right, December 19th. Definitely. So one more time, man. Who wants to give a little short story of how everything, and then not to give the whole series out, just let him know, you know, because a lot of people kind of log in, log out, you know, to enter the station. You know what I'm saying? And you also, you know, we're in the iHeart Radio Podcast, iTunes Radio Podcast, Google Play Podcast. After this show, if you missed it, you can go tune in and listen to everyone. That was it. So, quick story, how about the whole story? Without
Guy?
How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. We ready.
Prepared for you today.
Then we ready.
Go.
So Rapstar the Series is an edgy story that revolves around a successful artist manager in the music business, who is Locke, which is played by rapper, actor, and producer Mano, whose task is rebuilding the career of his longtime friend and client, multi-platinum rap artist Millie Bucks, played by Christopher Rogers, a.k.a. Mike Hands,
okay,
whose career and personal life collide and causes much drama, which forces Millie to make some very tough decisions that will jeopardize those close to him. This includes the longtime label Get Money Records, who brings on a powerful female executive, Tracy Graham, who's played by Darlene Yvette. Shout out to Darlene Yvette.
Darlene, big up.
Tracy has a lot to prove, not only to the label and Millie, but herself. Tracy is a hard-nosed grinder, has always had a complex with herself, which was brought on by her rocky relationship with her now-deceased mother. Jay Money, shout out to B48, the hit-making producer, B48, has finally gotten a chance to show the world his talent with a series of his records. Jay Money learned to diversify his revenue stream along the way and is making some serious cash. But Jessica, played by Liza Galletti, his ex and baby mama, feels his success is not Jay Money's alone. Who's now determined to get her piece of the pie?
You know what that means.
Oh, she's a dude.
She's a dude.
Now, Jay Money is in a new relationship with Mahogany, played by Raquel Coco Mills. Shout out to Coco. A savvy designer and businesswoman that knows how to keep Jay Money on his P's and Q's. Mahogany, who is BFF with Sky, played by Monet Amour.
Sky, there you go.
Millie's other half is a celebrity stylist and businesswoman. She, along with Mahogany, will be launching a clothing line with the help of fashion guru Phil Pabon. Shout out to Phil. Sky and Millie are in a rough space in their personal life that is unfolding in front of the entire music industry.
Wow.
All this while being filmed by Michelle Gabrielle, played by Tracy Michelle, who is a big-time media mogul who has several different shows airing on TV. Michelle now has a hip-hop power couple on her new reality show titled Rappers and Romance, which leaves their lives exposed to the world to see.
Ooh.
Which catches the attention of the music world is Young Glizzy, played by J. Cruz. Shout out to J. Cruz, who has developed the following of millions of millennials watching his every move. In that same breath, Lorraine, his momager, shout out to Lorraine, watches over Young Glizzy like a mama bear, played by Lorraine Gonzalez, giving motherly advice and the support he needs. Robert is Glizzy's estranged father, played by James Billings.
Craze.
And is stuck between wanting to be there for his son and not wanting to deal with his mom. Lorraine has some powerful secrets that she isn't ready to tell Glizzy about, which keeps a wedge between father and son. One of the hottest female rappers in New York, Fashion,
played by Young Fashion,
who is making her way up the hip-hop food chain of new artists. Some of the biggest names in the business are trying to secure some of this hot new talent as their next big rap star, such as Capone, played by Tone Capone, shout out
Tone,
and Rico, played by Ala Adams of Rich and Famous Management, who already have a platinum selling artist, Bars, played by Jonathan Frey, and are looking to build up their roster. Cinnamon, played by Brittany Grice, shout out to Brittany, the social media model and socialite, not only creeping on 1 million+ followers on Instagram, but have made her presence felt by appearing in music videos and hip-hop magazines as eye candy. Then you have Rowan, played by Malcolm Eldridge. Shout out to Malcolm Eldridge, New York City's biggest promoter, manages a successful string of clubs and events, bringing some of the biggest acts and events to the concrete jungle. Sometimes that brings the goons and guns out in this thing we call hip-hop, which in turn has NYPD's finest Detective Will Cox, played by Darvell Pierce,
coming through,
and Officer Thomas, played by Stan J. Adams.
Shout out to Stan.
Stan fell asleep. We couldn't be here.
Taking charge for the hip-hop police.
Mm.
But haters come from some of the most unlikely places. Sometimes they can be close as family. Tone, played by Sam Scarfo, who has a hate relationship with his rap star brother Millie Bucks, whose mom played by Seven Ramsey. Shout out to Seven.
Peace,
her
Seven.
Job is to mend her boy's relationship and help close those open wounds of the past. Now, watch to follow the journey of Rap Star the series and see how things unfold.